Whenever you're ready.
When have I ever been ready? Let's just do it.
Okay.
And now it's time for another episode of The Lowdown with its host, David Beach. You can write David at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along at thelowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, here's your host, David Beach.
And so we begin another episode of The Lowdown with me, your host, David Beach, and engineer Wally The Lowdown, short and tall. We cover it all here from our palatial studios in lovely Pasadena. You can find us on the very gracious site, NOSAOnline.com. You can subscribe through iTunes and follow along at The Lowdown Blog. You can follow along at the lowdownpodcast.vlogspot.com. You can also email me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or you can even find the group Fans of The Lowdown on Facebook. I obviously need a life. I've been spending way too much time online. You can even Twitter me now at David_M_Beach. Unfortunately, you can't Twitter me during the podcast because I never know exactly when I'll be taping these podcasts. Right now, I look at the clock and it is 15 minutes to 1 on St. Patrick's Day in the morning. And if you listen very closely, apparently we have a bird in the studio. They warned us when they came in and said, hey, there's apparently a bird in the rafters. So if you listen very closely, you might actually hear it in the back. It's very annoying. All right, so let's see what we're going to be doing here. Timestamp. As I said, it's St. Patrick's Day coming up, and this is the most interesting thing of all. This will definitely put a timestamp on it. Stocks are going upwards. How weird is that? Now, let's talk about the podcast in general. First and foremost, I want you to email me so I know what your thoughts are. And luckily enough, we have an email today from one of our listeners that brings us to the subject of our podcast. Now, not only do I want you to email me, but I need you to listen next month, because next month, we have a podcast that will blow the lid off of rubbing your pituitary gland by your big toe to increase your height. So listen closely and hear one of my favorite interviews I have had since I put this podcast together. Now, let's see. We will be covering on this podcast the email I spoke of. Now, I have told myself every third or fourth podcast, I'm just going to kind of ramble. Now, my mom has pointed out she finds it very odd that I can ramble for 15 minutes without any particular subject. Well, we do have a subject. We have something great right now that a listener who wrote, and this is your email, Chris, and I'm going to read it to you right now. I listened to your podcast, which immediately I become suspect. He seems comfortable with who he is, and that's good. He refers to the podcast with Mr. Cooks. Now, he doesn't know about me, but I think that short people have a bad association with the word midget and don't like it. Recently, Michael Steele, chairman of the GOP, made a remark that he would like to uptick our image with one-arm midgets and urban hip-hoppers. Now, he was joking. Even Chris says, I know he was joking. But let's take a look at this term. If he had said anything other than hip-hop, urban hip-hoppers, and used a term that might have been more colloquial, he would have been in huge trouble. He would have had people screaming at him. He would have had to apologize. And yet he was able to pull that off because he said hip-hop, urban, hip-hop guys. But he did say one-armed midgets. Now, that's the problem, that word, midgets. But we'll get back to that. Let's talk a little bit about words, because that's what this podcast is going to be about. Let's take a look at what's happened recently in the news as far as words go, and just jokes in general or terms in general. Don Imus is in the news. He has cancer. He was recently in the news not too long ago for dealing with the Rutgers ladies basketball team. He used terminology that he should not have used, and he apologized. I don't think there was any evil intent with the words he used. I think it was just words he grew up with, and he just let it slide. It went out, and they were offended, and rightfully so. He apologized for it. New York Post recently apologized for a cartoon in which two officers shot a monkey, and then the punchline was, who's going to write our stimulus package now? People made the connection that Obama and monkeys, it was a racist term, and that's what the stimulus package was, and New York Post apologized. Now, I do not know where the heart of the cartoonist was, but I will tell you, I was offended by the apology and the fact that I don't think that's what was intended. I think people took it upon themselves to say, this is what the connection is. Bothered me. Now, I recently got in trouble working at the world's happiest place in the world. where I use the term in regards to a gentleman carry a plant. I think I've referred to this in another podcast. He was carrying a plant in front of me, walking by. Somebody made a comment, and I said, no, that must be a wandering Jew. Somebody overheard me, was offended, said I was bigoted, went to my supervisor, and my supervisor took me aside and said, I can't possibly be biased at the loveliest place I'm working right now, and I have not worked there since. Now, I'm not going to say that's why I haven't worked there since. It is very much coincidental. But the fact that he was offended by me using that term, I was offended by, because there was no intent there whatsoever. But he took that term and assumed I was bigoted and racist, and it bothered me to my core. I don't feel I am. But most importantly, and this is what we're talking about, is how words are taken. Several of my friends recently got heat because they used the term, you must be drinking the Kool-Aid. Somehow Kool-Aid has taken the terminology of a racist if you use the term Kool-Aid. Now, that I still can't wrap my head around that one. But another theme park I've worked at has gone beyond that. And let me describe this, if I may. I'll tread lightly, as I will the entire podcast. You'll hear me thinking, probably. You'll also hear that stupid bird in the background. We really have to, Wally, we have to do something about that bird. A bird in the studio, insane. All right, so let's see. Another theme park I work at, the term the N-word is now verboten. You can't use the term the N-word. Now, I'm not saying the N-word. I'm saying the term the N-word, referring to the N-word. You see how it's gone now? You can't use the N-word, which, of course, several people are upset by that. It's a very offensive term. A lot of people don't like that. I can understand that, and I accept that. But now you can't even use the phrase the N-word. Now, here's the problem. If somebody says, I am offended by that, and you continue using the term, then you are wrong, because somebody said I'm offended. However, I don't understand why some people are offended by words. Now, the word midget, I'm going to use that word, and I'm going to use it freely for the sense of the sake of this podcast. And I apologize if someone's offended by it, but let me explain. There were times when certain words were used to describe that no one took offense by. As time progressed, they started being offended by certain words. Look at how we refer over the past to African Americans. How many different phrases we've gone through that are politically correct? Each and every word deals with a certain time period, but there was a time period when those words were acceptable. Whether they were correct or not, looking back in hindsight, that's open for debate, but at the time it was acceptable. I grew up understanding that sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never harm you. Now, I don't know if the parents said that constantly. I don't know if they never said it. But I know when somebody turned to me and said, hey, you, short guy, shorty, midget, whatever, if I was offended by that word, I gave them that power. I would act offended, and then they would have a tool to use against me. Imagine the power you would have if you accepted that word, if you accepted who you were. All of that, all of it encompasses looking back at time and say, you know what? That word isn't acceptable to most people now. There was a time when it was acceptable, and maybe even not a time when it was acceptable, but still to say, yeah, that's what people call me. So what? I can accept that. I can wrap my head around that. I can embrace that feeling and say, yeah, all right, so what have you got? I know I've referred to in a podcast before where Michael Fox would use the term, yeah, short, okay, what else you got? They're not offending. They're not commenting on you as a person. They're not saying you're not trustworthy. They're not saying you're not honest. They're not saying you're an upstanding individual. They're commenting on something that you have nothing you can do about. Your height, your skin color, your sexual orientation, all of those things that you have no control over. If they use that to pick on you, then you're saying, oh, you're right. I do deserve to be picked on for that. But if you allow yourself to accept who you are and stand up for that, that takes away all their power. And it also gives you something to hold on to. It gives you a handle. Now, I've mentioned in the past, I'm an actor. As actors, you have to accept what you are, and that increases your ability to do roles. Because if they say, hey, we want a short person, my hand's the first one to go up. I'm a short person. Now, I may not be as short as some of my listeners, but that's okay, because I can accept what I am. And if you can accept what you are, no matter what anybody says to you, you can say, yeah, all right, so what's your point? I would be much more offended if somebody said, you're just not an honest person. Well, yeah, I am honest. I'm hurt that you don't think that. Why would you say that? If somebody said, you're a short person, It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I am a short person. I'm a midget. I'm a dwarf. I'm a whatever you want to use as your person, as your ability, as your ness. You know, my catness. My cat has a catness. That's why I let her go outside. It's her being. It's what she is. And if you embrace that, then no one can take it away from you and no one can use it against you. All right, maybe I'm getting too philosophical for a 15-minute podcast, but that's my point. It's all words. And if you stand up for those words and accept them, then no one can use them as a tool against you. And you can be that person. Wear it proudly on your shirt, on your sleeve. Stand up for who you are. And that's just my opinion. Now, I don't know. I don't know what your opinions are. The only way I'm going to know what your opinions are is if you email me. I may be completely off base. I may be the only person. I know many times I have stood by myself and said, I guess I'm the only person that kind of believes this sort of thing. I do know that we have to be sensitive to other people's feelings. So if somebody is sensitive to a word, I try to be very careful not to use that word. It bothers me that someone is sensitive to that word, though, because it is just a word. It's a sound. It's something we use our lips and our mouth to say. It has no more power than that. It's gone. Once it's there, it's out. But if you're offended by that word, then I can use that against you, or I can take that power from you. Think about that. Think about being able to stand up and say, you have no power over me whatsoever. It builds that self-confidence. If you're a kid listening to this podcast right now, and you feel as though you're being abused verbally, think about why you're allowing that to happen. Because it's just a word. Now, if they're coming up and hitting you, yeah, that's physical abuse. That's wrong. There's no question. Find somebody else and go back and get them. No. But if they're just using words against you, I don't understand how we have become so politically correct that even the phrase the N-word is now offensive. There was a joke going around that time that, okay, let's just call them Canadians. And it just will grow. It will grow over time and everything will just start adding up. And soon we'll be so politically correct that we won't know how to respond to each other. And I feel that's a slippery slope that we don't want to go down. And this is one of those 15-minute podcasts that my mother says, how can you do that? I don't understand how you can ramble. I don't know if it's coherent thought. I don't know if I'm making sense. I do know that I am passionate about the fact that when I see somebody get upset over being called something, I don't understand. I'm not wired that way. And it bothers me that I can't say something and have to worry about what I say. If I'm expressing a thought and you could be offended by the term wandering Jew, then I now have to be aware of everything I say, and that takes away those words that are descriptive. If I was trying to name that plant, I can't say that plant. I can't make that joke. I can't make that comment without going, oh no, this is bad. They're going to say something. And there's so many words that we use that we may not be aware actually are offensive, if you want to look at it that way. How many times have you said, oh, that guy gypped me? Well, that comes from gypsies. The gypsies used to steal things. You're making a reference to that. There are other words that I'm actually afraid to use on this podcast for offending somebody. But words over time have taken on different meanings, and they're based on words that came from that mentality. So we have to be aware of just the fact that there are words. And if you're offended by that, then it's something within you, not necessarily with them. Now, granted, somebody can say it with the intent to anger, with the intent to hurt, with the intent to cause you to feel bad. But that's them. If you give them that power and you go, oh, you're right. I'm sorry that I'm a midget. You're right. That's a horrible thing. I don't understand. So, once again, I could be so completely off base with this, and it is 15 minutes of rambling. I really appreciate you listening. More importantly, I really appreciate you letting me know how you feel. Write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com. Let's talk about this. Let's make this a podcast that does make a difference. Whether it's me going, you know, you're absolutely right, they're not allowed to say those words. Those words are offensive. We no longer want to hear those words. And that'll be a lesson for me. Or maybe you can learn something and say, you know what? There was a time when that word was okay, or that word was used to describe what I am. and there's nothing I can do to change what I am. So I'm going to take that word and I'm going to wear it on my shirt. I'm going to wear it on my shirt sleeve. And I'm going to say, you know what? No matter what you say to me, yeah, that's what I am. So you have to deal with it. And that, I feel, is the stronger way of looking at it. That's the way you stand up and go, yeah, that's what I am. And if you take all my friends that I know that can get picked on for their sexual orientation, their skin color, their religious beliefs, their core beliefs, their height, their weight, and they just realize that that's what they are. And if there's something you can do to change yourself to make you feel better, then by all means, lose that weight, grow those inches, rub your big toe and let the pituitary gland sprout you through the ceiling. If you want to go through the skin peels, whatever you need to do to make yourself feel good, but why not accept what you are and take those words that people use to try to hurt you and say, those are just words. It's a combination of lip movement and air and vibration in the back of your throat. There's nothing you can say that can hurt me. And if you don't feel the power from that, then I could be off base. But I won't know unless you tell me how you feel. So you gotta write me, or I'm just sitting here at home at midnight talking to a microphone, trying to make myself feel good and doing a podcast. But that's what we do here. It's the Lowdown. We cover it all, short and tall. That's my 15 minutes. I appreciate you guys listening in. And check back next month, because the interview that we have, I can't tell you how happy I am about it. And that's a good night from the bird, but I didn't hear him. Have a good night. Thank you for listening, or have a good day, whatever time it is. It's night for me. I'm out of here.